Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities?
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa. This podcast is for foresighted and proactive people who do not want to shovel the muddy water out of their room while standing in the midst of the disaster.
Therefore, those who design and plan, the architects and engineers, need to construct such buildings and cities, and that even when the entire environment is completely flooded. That is a challenge, and this podcast will give the answers.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome again to another episode of Flood Protection Secrets. I want to tell you something about a night, a quiet night. It was a real quiet night in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, and the Bonnybrook Wastewater Treatment Plant, one of the largest in Canada, was running as usual, processing over 300 million liters of wastewater each day. It's a lot, huh? But in the distance, storm clouds were building. Weather alerts were coming in, heavy rain, river levels rising, flash flood warnings. And for most people, it was just another storm. For Bonnybrook, it was a potential crisis. If flood waters breached the facility, the consequences would be enormous. Contamination of the Bow River, environmental damage, millions in repair costs, and a citywide sanitation emergency. As the hours passed, the rain intensified. Streets began to flood. The Bow River swelled dangerously close to its banks. At other facilities without proper protection, this would be the moment of panic. Sandbags rushed in, workers on overtime, prayers that nothing critical would fail. But at Bonnybrook, there was no panic. The facility's entrances, vulnerable points, and access openings were already protected, sealed by FMC Class 2510 certified demountable flood barriers. I described this FMC Class 2510 certified demountable flood barriers in the last episodes and also in this mini series with these eight parts, part 1 to 8. I mentioned it as well in the episode about the United Nations Risk Disaster Preparedness Day on October 13. I spoke about it during the last two episodes, if you are interested to listen to it again. So why certification matters? So why did barrier perform so perfectly? Because it wasn't just any barrier. It had been tested under the toughest conditions in the world, as I mentioned before, FMC Class 2510 testing. Nothing else. FMC Class 2510 certification isn't a marketing gimmick. It's the most stringent standard for flood barrier performance in the world. It means that you are not taking the manufacturer's word for it only. Everybody can tell, oh, I have good-looking flood barriers. Buy it. It's very cheap. And then you buy it because it was very cheap. And then the rain comes and it doesn't work and protect you and you get flooded and you have all the damage, but you also lost your whole investment, by the way. Sometimes, I always say flood barriers should not look shiny and nice when the sun shines. They should work when the rain comes. So you should rely on proven documented performance, and that is what you get when you go for FMC Class 2510 certified flood barriers. It means you are not taking the manufacturer's word for it, as I've said before. Huh? These certified flood barriers were tested, performed, and were approved by FM Global USA. For those who don't know about it, the largest commercial and industrial building insurer in the world. And that is the only insurance that has established an own testing facility. They don't only test flood barriers, they test everything that is related to buildings because they want to reduce the risk for an airport, for a hospital, for a metro system, for factories, for hospitals, commercial centers, etc. So you only get this insurance contract as long as you follow the requirements to use the right standards, the right material for the sprinkler system, for the elevators, for the material of the windows, for the roof, the downspout system, and of course, it should be earthquake safe, of course, and for flood protection barriers. So these tests are not a marketing fluff. They simulate real life extreme events. They were not just any barriers. They had been tested for 72 hours of continuous water pressure, kinetic impacts from floating debris, functionality in extreme heat and extreme cold. In other words, they were built for exactly this moment. And here's the thing. Most flood barriers on the market never face this kind of testing. They may look solid in a brochure, but when the water comes and when debris slams into them, the truth comes out. Certified flood barriers give contractors, engineers, and end users peace of mind. They work when you need them most. They reduce liability and the risk of lawsuits. They protect not just buildings, but reputations. And you know, there's always a golden nugget, and here it comes for you. Your golden nugget. Here's a lesson from Bonnybrook, the wastewater plant. When a crisis hits, you don't rise to the occasion. You fall to the level of your preparation. For Bonnybrook, preparation meant certified barriers installed correctly, ready to do their job. And when the river rose, they delivered. If you are investing in flood protection, remember this. A barrier is only as good as its proof. A pretty photo in a catalog means nothing. Certification means everything. With FM ANSI Class 2510 certification, you are not just buying a product, you are buying guaranteed performance proven in the toughest tests on earth. If your building, facility, or city cannot afford downtime, you need to think about flood protection before the water is at your door. And never underestimate what a few hours of heavy rain can do, sometimes only a few minutes. Contact me. My name is Andreas Klippe or Dr. Flood for a consultation on certified proven flood protection systems. And that's it for today's episode of Flood Protection Secrets. Until next time, and as always, stay safe and flood free. I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season. You'll never be late for an episode.